Hello, and welcome to the Canal Street Chronicles podcast, part of the SB Nation family. I'm your host, Brendan Ertl, and you can find my Saints articles on Canal Street Chronicles as well. You can follow me on Twitter, at Brendan_Ertl. Hoodat, and welcome back to another episode of the Canal Street Chronicles podcast. I'm your host today, Brendan Ertl, Canal Street Chronicles analyst and writer. We're a few weeks away from the disappointing end of the 2019 regular season, but that's past me now. LSU's won a championship. The Pro Bowl's coming up. The Super Bowl's coming up. Honestly, I don't care too much about the Super Bowl. I do want the Chiefs to win, but that's not on the top of my list right now of what's going on. It's officially draft season. It's officially mock draft season. I'll be doing some mock drafts and some free agency profiles coming up. But first off, tomorrow is actually the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge, and that will be Thursday the 23rd if anyone's listening before or after this day. The Skills Challenge will be around 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time, so 8 o'clock if you're in New Orleans. And it's not anything major, but it's kind of fun to watch, and definitely lots of Saints will be participating in it. So if you're interested in that, I know it sucks to see the Saints in the Pro Bowl because they should be in the Super Bowl, but still, it's kind of fun to watch. The game will actually be this Sunday at 12, so if anyone wants to tune into the game, it'll be on Sunday. The Saints have 11 Pro Bowlers, but you'll actually only see 10 on the field this time because Marshon Lattimore decided not to go to the Pro Bowl. He actually does have a hand injury. His hand is in a wrap. It looks like it is injured. I don't know the severity of it or what's wrong with it. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure we'll know more information later, but I'm sure it's just precautionary. And definitely, if your hand's bugging you, no need to go to the Pro Bowl and risk more injury. So he actually posted a photo of that hand on Twitter. So no problem. We won't see Lattimore there. Shaquille Griffin will take his spot in the Pro Bowl. The Senior Bowl is also starting right now, so tons of talented players at the Senior Bowl. I'll be getting more into who performed well and who didn't perform well, whose stock rose, whose didn't. And the Saints will be meeting with some players coming up as well. The Detroit Lions coaching staff is coaching there, so I'm sure the Saints have scouts at the Senior Bowl, so we will know more about who they met with. But before that, the Saints went to the Shrine Bowl, which was a couple days ago. They met with four different players at the Shrine Bowl. Running back Rico Daniel from South Carolina. Wide receiver Benjamin Victor from the Ohio State University. So the Saints pipeline, Ohio State. Wide receiver Keith Gavin from Florida State University. And wide receiver John Hightower from Boise State. So three wide receivers and one running back. Again, meetings don't really mean much, but it's players they were interested in and players they thought they did well at the Shrine game. John Hightower has been a name that's kind of trending upwards, along with Benjamin Victor as well. Again, three wide receivers and running backs, so Saints doing their due diligence at the Shrine Bowl for the wide receiver position. But today, some non-Saints news. Today, Wednesday, the New Orleans Pelicans play the San Antonio Spurs on ESPN, and it's Zion Williamson's debut, his first game of the season, something we've all been waiting for months. It's finally going to happen today. He's going to start. He's not going to have a minute restriction. I don't expect him to play more than like 28, 30 minutes, but definitely super exciting if you're a Pelicans fan or just an NBA fan in general to see this superstar on the court finally back to full health and back to full strength. Now that it's finally draft season and the Saints are picking 24th overall, I'm going to be doing some player profiles soon and kind of mocking what the Saints draft will look like. Especially after the Senior Bowl and the Draft Combine, we'll know a lot more about who the Saints met with and who they're possibly interested in. But before the draft even happens, free agency is happening as well. So my next episode will actually be the three big-ticket free agents the Saints could possibly go after. So definitely make sure for later on this week to keep an eye out for the next episode, which is the three big-ticket free agents the Saints could be looking out for. I know it's hard for the Saints to go after a huge name free agent because of the cap, and they have so many players to re-sign, but Mickey Loomis thinks the cap is a myth. He always finds a way to bend around the rules, and it could possibly happen, but I'll be getting into more of that next episode. quick episode today, just letting you guys know of all the times. So let's run this back one more time. Tonight, Zion Williamson debut on ESPN. Thursday, Pro Bowl Skills Challenge. Definitely see some Saints in there. Sunday, the actual Pro Bowl game. And coming up beyond later this week, we have the Senior Bowl right now going on. And the Super Bowl the following week. And if y'all haven't seen the draft stage yet, you definitely need to go check that out. It's maybe the weirdest draft stage I've ever seen. It's on water, and they actually take the players from the land on a boat to the stage. So we'll see how that goes. First round will be pretty sick. Second round will be cool. But once we get in like the fourth, fifth, sixth round, and the players are actually there, that's going to be very tedious to go back and forth from the stage. And I don't know. It seems like a weird idea, but you guys definitely need to go find a picture if you haven't already, because the stage is literally floating on water. And it's kind of bizarre to me, but the NFL draft, they always just try to keep upping each other. And I got to say, this is maybe the most impressive one I've seen, but it also can go south very fast. Again, I'm Brennan Earl. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Look out for next episode of the three big free agents the Saints could chase after this free agency. Appreciate everyone tuning in. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at Brendan_Ertl. If you have any questions, please hit me up there. I'll see you guys next episode. Peace. Who dat?